He says, I have continual sorrow and heaviness in my heart for my brethren, my kinsmen according to the flesh, to whom pertain the promises, etc., etc. I think of my Christian countrymen, my fellow Americans, to whom pertain all these promises to which they are complete aliens. Yet they all abide in churches. Now, I used to always say, yeah, well, most Americans are Christians. They still are. But the number is falling. The number of irreligious people has more than doubled in the past 20 years. And it's going to increase. And, you know, honestly, a lot of people really lament it. And I get excited. You know why? Because it tells me they're rejecting the false gospel. The gospel of the mainline churches. They're rejecting it. And it makes an opening. Because in the fullness of time, as these numbers increase, it's because kids aren't being... You know, a lot of people call themselves religious, but they're not raising their kids that way. And their kids grow up with no religion. No faith. Knowing nothing. And I know the time is going to come when God's going to make a door of utterance open. And the gospel will be preached to a generation of Americans who do not know the gospel. And many of them are going to hear it. And a few of them are going to be saved.